Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music for Mother's Day. It's this Sunday. And a question about the actress Kirsten Dunst. But first, we remember a woman whose products are used by millions of people hoping to look their best. America has lost one of its most successful businesswomen. Estée Lauder died on April 24th in New York. She was 97 years old. Bob Doty looks back at her life and work.
"Beauty is an attitude," Estée Lauder once said. But for her, it was also a big business. Estée Lauder spent more than 70 years in the beauty products industry. Today, the business she founded, Estée Lauder Companies, is worth about $10,000 million. Its products are in stores around the world, and it employs more than 20,000 people. Estée Lauder once said, "I never dreamed about success. I worked for it." That business drive came early. She was born Josephine Esther Menzer in Queens, New York. Her parents came from Hungary. They owned a hardware store. They did not have much money, but they did have a beautiful daughter. Her uncle was a chemist. She worked with him to develop skin care creams. This was in the 1920s. She was a teenager. But she sold the products in New York City. Often, she stopped women on the streets. She let them try the creams for free. She called her products Jars of Hope. Soon, she was selling to large stores visited mostly by wealthy women. She would say things like, "I have the secrets," and "Start the new year with a new face." She also employed many smart sales tricks. For example, she invented the gift with purchase marketing idea. If you have ever bought a product and received another for free, thank Estée Lauder. She linked her makeup and perfumes with images of wealth and culture. She sent her products to influential women to try. This was the way she got Princess Grace of Monaco to use them. Estée Lauder also put her products in pretty containers, and she employed some of the world's most beautiful women as models. Her business partner was her husband, Joseph Lauder. They got married in 1930. They divorced at one point, but 3 years later got married again. Mr. Lauder died in 1983. Mrs. Lauder retired in 1995. Their two sons are both leaders in the company. When Estée Lauder died, her son said she was as great a mother as she was a businesswoman.
Our VOA listener question this week is about Kirsten Dunst. Millions of movie watchers know this young actress best from Spider-Man. Mai Lien in Vietnam asks how old she is, where she is from, and what is her latest film project. Kirsten Dunst was born in 1982 in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. In fact, she just had a birthday on April 30th. She is 22 years old. Kirsten began to work in television at the age of 3. She appeared first in commercials for different products. She got her first movie part in 1989. It was in a film by Woody Allen called New York Stories. In 1993, her family moved from the East Coast to California to live in Los Angeles. Kirsten was now in the capital of the American movie industry, Hollywood. The following year, she got a part in the movie Interview with a Vampire, The Vampire Chronicles. Kirsten worked with actors Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. Movie critics praised her performance in Interview with a Vampire. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association nominated her for a Golden Globe Award. Not bad for an 11-year-old. Next, Kirsten was in the movie Little Women. In 1996, she began to appear on ER. That was a popular television series about a hospital emergency room. She played a kid who lived on the streets. Again, she received praise for her acting. Since then, Kirsten Dunst has worked in more than 20 movies. Right now, she appears in the film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and she recently finished work on Wimbledon. But her most popular movie so far has earned more than $820 million worldwide. Kirsten Dunst plays Mary Jane Watson, the love interest to Peter Parker. He is better known as Spider-Man. Actor Tobey Maguire plays the crime-fighting superhero. He and Kirsten Dunst return in Spider-Man 2. It opens at the end of June. Sunday, May 9th, is Mother's Day in the United States. Shep O'Neill has that story.
Mother's Day began with a woman named Anna Jarvis. She started a campaign in the early 1900s. She and others wrote thousands of letters to important people. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson and Congress finally agreed. They declared a national observance to honor mothers. Since then, the second Sunday in May has been a day for public expressions of love for mom. Here is a song that expresses that love. The recording is by Lou Reed. The song is called Mom's Picture Book.
Pictures Mama made down through the years helps us cherish all the memories we hold. Some of times that were bad, some of times that were sad, and the ones where the smiles were so clear. Somehow that old ragged picture book I always will hold that she gave to all us kids. Mom's a picture book would always bring a cheer.
On Mother's Day, children of all ages give special gifts. Popular ones are flowers, or books, or candy. Some young children learn a Mother's Day song in school. This song also helps them learn how to spell.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears were shed to save. Spell mother, a word that means the world to me.
Even children old enough to have their own children will not forget their mothers this Sunday. Mother's Day is one of the busiest days of the year for telephone companies. Fathers have their day in June.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Please include your name and postal address. We'll send you a gift if we use your question. This program was written by Nancy Steinbach and Katie Weaver. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Wagner Roberts. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English. Thank you.